99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Every week, we always offer up your, you know, relationship issues or problems, or maybe, you know, you're just having a, you just need an unbiased opinion. And so we offer that up to you and present it as free therapy. Always give great, solid advice from our listeners. And, you know, a lot of times we reach out and we talk to you directly. I'm not going to hold it against this person, but we've tried and tried, and she will not answer the phone now.
Well, you know, again, because there could have been thoughts of, oh, what if the people I am discussing are listening, they recognize my voice, and then it's no longer really anonymous, right? So
I guess
first names.
All right, so we'll just roll into it.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right, so she messages us. I've been with my boyfriend since February. He still hasn't met my parents or even talked to them. I tried to get him on FaceTime and a Zoom call with them, but he said it'd be just too awkward. Now he's telling me that he's not going to go with me to their house for Thanksgiving because of COVID. He's trying to tell me his job said he'd have to stay home for 2 weeks if he saw anyone for the holidays, and he does service repair, so he can't work from home. He has to work to get paid. First, I can't believe a company would have that policy, and second, it sounds like he's trying to dodge meeting my parents. I'm just so frustrated that I'm thinking about ending the whole thing. Is that too much? What do you think?
So this is like, she's on the brink of deal breaker right here.
Yeah, and I guess
I agree. It's weird that he won't even like get on a Zoom call.
Yes, yeah, since
hi.
February, right? Like, I feel like February was before the pandemic really happened and all that shutdown occurred. So there was opportunity, I think. You know, when they first got together, well, I don't know.
No,
listen
that's
to me.
Too soon.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
By the time that it was probably appropriate to say, hey, mom and dad, this is my boyfriend, you know, and what a, I guess, less intimidating way to do it, like on a Zoom call or FaceTime or something.
Right. Derek rolls in and says via text, yes, companies do have that policy. Well, yeah, no, I okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Companies have hey, you know, you got to make sure that you're quarantining if you're in contact with other people, whatever. Yeah, a lot of companies have kind of put that sort of stuff into place.
But then Hunter says he is definitely dodging them.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
already we're on both sides.
It is the whole, like, he's not going to get on a FaceTime or Zoom with them. That's the part that I'm like.
That's the kicker.
I mean, I've been on plenty of FaceTimes with not only my in-laws, but like, you know, my own parents and things like that since this whole pandemic began. And I mean, granted, I'm not in a new relationship, so I maybe.
No,
I'm,
but I think if you've been dating since February, mm-hmm. you're kind of at that point where you're established, and that should be a reasonable request from her.
What is it, 9 months? So, yeah, I mean, I think that meeting the parents, it should be something in there. Yeah, you're right. There is something that just doesn't add up about this whole thing. So, yeah, if you've got an opinion, feel free. You can. We'll post it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can add your comment there.
You know, we've got a lot of people texting in on both sides of this issue.
Yeah.
Samantha said, tough question. I think I would call him out on it. If I'm not important enough to you to meet my family, then why am I wasting my time?
Another text.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, another text from a listener said, personally, I wouldn't want to meet the parents on a Zoom call or FaceTime. So there's that. Ryan comments on Facebook and says, I think, you know, he's fine. Maybe he just doesn't want to give a bad sign when he meets them, you know, virtually. So just give the guy some time.
Mike rolls in, says, has she met his parents? And I kind of don't blame him, because if he doesn't meet her parents so soon, she's ready to call it off between them. Doesn't sound like a solid relationship. And possibly he was in a relationship before he met the parents. It went south. His parents hardly ever think the person you're seeing is good enough. Instead of forcing him to meet her parents, maybe she should see why he doesn't want to meet them, and they could work through it together. I think he's just gun shy. Well, I think at this point he's saying COVID, And it would be awkward. That's what he is telling her is the reasons he doesn't want.
Yeah, but still, it's like
to meet them.
You know, even on FaceTime. I think that's the part that is a hang up for me. Lisa rolls in and says, "This guy's emotionally stunted. He's given all he can. It's an empty relationship. She deserves more and better. Dump it and move on." Wow. Hashtag.
All right, and then
speaking from experience.
Chad said maybe her parents are the Fockers. LMFAO.
But then there's that. I have nipples,
well,
Greg. Can you milk
know
me?
That, though.
Yeah, right, right. I know. I mean, you're right, though, because there are plenty of people that are looking at it from both sides. Like Jennifer on Facebook says, nothing wrong with it. Why put pressure on the poor guy? I mean, so, you know, a lot of people are like, hey, if you know, give it time, you know, everybody. And I think it comes back to everybody has their own timeline for your relationship. You know, you look at other people around your friend group and you see them accomplishing milestones and doing things in their relationship before you do, and you start to question yours.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's a good point, because maybe he is one of those people that until he really knows this is my future, mm-hmm. he doesn't want to involve the parents, because then it would be more difficult to walk away if it ends up that, you know, this is not going to be forever.
I remember, like, for me personally, I was very guarded with who met my family. Like I didn't want to unleash the crazy that is my family onto just everybody, you know, who would come into my life. It was, it'd be like, you'd have to be kind of, you know, working your way towards that inner circle of, okay, fine. Now you can come over and meet my entire family. And I'm just talking about like my sisters and my mom and the, like,
sure. Like, you have to make sure they can handle it.
Right. Because there's a lot there, you know, they all come on very strong. And
she feels confident though. I think, listen, my parents are normal. Just pop on, say hi, hanging out with your daughter.
I think she's really special.
Oh, don't say it like that.
I think she's, anyways, all right.
Maybe he's afraid he'll turn into that. maybe he's like Chandler and he can't like smile.
He can't
from
smile
the
well.
Yeah.
You're talking about
maybe
Chandler, yeah, from Friends.
He's afraid he's going to be awkward.
That's funny. Yeah. If you want to continue commenting, you can. It's up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
What did we decide? Did we decide anything? I don't know if we decided anything.
Stick
it out a little bit?
I think you stick it out a little bit.
Okay, just give it a little bit more time, see what evolves.
Yeah, don't let meeting the parents thing be the one thing that stops you from maybe potentially being with a great guy.
Now, if you were planning the wedding, that would be a problem.
Yeah, you're at that stage. Yeah, for sure. Okay, great. I think maybe we have kind of reached some sort of weird conclusion to this.
I think that's a weird conclusion that we just kind of made up on our own.
I like
based
it.
Based on all the evidence.
Yes. Yes. All right. That's free therapy. Case closed.